Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start this off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know that you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How she caught me, loves. You're listening to the Mac City Morning Show.
Everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. Thank you so much. We appreciate your ongoing support. As you know, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Thanks, Elliot. My name's Juliette Miranda. I am co-founder and CEO of a company called Kid Drop. And I'm just so grateful to be here today with Elliot almost an entire year since we were here last.
Yeah. So you've been super busy since last time you're here. So let's chat about it. So last time you were only doing this side of the bridge.
Correct.
And you were chatting about potentially expanding. I think maybe you might have had a bus. I don't know. So let's talk about what's happening in Fort McMurray before we talk about what's happening nationally and potentially even like globally.
Yeah, for sure. You're right. Last year we were kind of isolated to north of the bridge because just capacity, what you can do with so many vehicles.
That's right.
So we've expanded our fleet. We're up to seven now.
Wow.
So we're citywide. You know, taking kids to and from, of course, school, hockey, piano, appointments, birthday parties. So, yeah, there's definitely a big increase in ridership.
Yeah, and I see your bus every day at my child's school as well. So that's a big component in your business, too, is the schooling component.
School dominates our business, to be honest. It's we have a subscription-based service, so people can hop on one-way or round-trip monthly, and that really attracts parents. They really get used to the service. Some are for the winter months. Some are just love it all year long, so they stick around.
Yeah.
And, you know, more kids going to school, and so every year we get to meet more, and they come on board, and it's very exciting.
And you do a good job at, like, marketing yourself just visually. Like, the buses look, like, really nice and clean and big and pristine.
You can't miss those buses.
You can't. And, like, the drivers are always smiling. Like, I kid you not, 2 days ago, I was hanging out with my mom. And my mom was just like, hey, have you ever heard about this company? And she told, and I was just like, yeah. And she's like, oh, you should have them on the show. And I was just like, well, she's been on the show before, Mom. And she's like, oh, well, I see the bus. And did you know? And she started, and she's a senior citizen. She started rattling off your, like, policies and your customer service and how, like, did you know, like, that they have to go to the door and drop off and buckle? And, like, she was going through all these things. And I was just like, why do you know this? And she's like, well, because I pay attention. And so that's amazing that, like, somebody who's not utilizing your service at all is seeing it and, like, saying all and bragging about the service of what you guys offer. That was a really cool moment for me.
That is so cool, Elliot. Yeah. I did not know that. That's really special. And, I think that it's the consistency, right, that it's customer service, but it's also the visibility of – you know, some people say, I see them at this corner every day, and if I don't, I'm running late for work. Like, it's like, you let me know when I'm running on time because I see your vehicles here.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it is so funny. But I just think it's, you know, it's about the moms. Like, it really is. I think, you know, moms are superheroes.
Right.
They know how to manage stressful situations. They know how to split their time, compartmentalized.
Yeah.
And I think that that's, there's a true testament to being a mom and recognizing that in a professional setting that really resonates. And then so that they get that consistency, the kids get used to their driver. They're always in uniform. There's that rapport that's built, you know, they, they're showered with presents at Easter, at Valentine's Day, at Christmas, they get cards, they get mugs. They get, it's just so beautiful. You know, there's a lot that, we share stories about them too. One of my favorites is, like, when kids call it my limo. Oh, my, I ride my, my limo comes and picks me up. And it's that little brag, but that's hilarious. It's just fun.
Yeah,
it's
no
just,
doubt.
Yeah, it's just fun.
You're going to make a bunch of little kids real jealous now, because you're going to be like, you're going to have little kids going home to their mom being like, I want to ride that bus. And the mom's going to be like, there's no reason for you to ride the bus. And that kid's not going to care.
That's right.
Yeah.
So with the expansion, are you still driving, or have you had to hang up that hat of yours?
Oh, yeah. No, I had to hang that up.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, I probably drove for maybe on and off about the first year.
Yeah.
The first 6 months for sure.
Yeah.
And then after that, I really just focused on more the dispatching role and the logistics and what technology to bring in to make it a smooth system.
Right.
And then after that, once we started hiring, we got into really a real rhythm of policy, procedure, HR. And then now the last 12 months have been solely on building the business, building relationships outside of our community that, you know, are interested in the service for themselves and how to get it happen.
That's awesome. Yeah. So we were talking before and I had to leave the room because I talk too much before the cameras come on. But most people don't believe me when I say this, but I don't spend a lot of time on social media. The one app that I spend a decent amount of time on, though, is LinkedIn. And so I follow you on LinkedIn, and I think it's great that you're there based on like your business, and you're very good at posting like content that's specifically for LinkedIn on LinkedIn. And so I've seen recently that you're going on the Dragon's Den.
Yes.
Can you explain that? Like I watched the show, like it's one of my favorite shows. Mm-hmm. So like, how did that whole process happen? Like how did this come to be?
Well, I mean, it's interesting because business is so diverse. There are so many angles. I can't even, you know, and even let's just take marketing for an example. And then, you know, do you market on social media? Do you do flyers? Do you do, you know, uniforms? Like, what is the visibility of it all? What is the message? And that's just one facet of business. So there's just so many. So when I started, when I was able to be in a position to work on my business, not in my business, I really focused on understanding the steps that it would take to kind of grow in the way that I saw this business going.
Right.
So I tapped into a lot of free resources, like free workshops, free anything. You know, it's a intro digital marketing, intro accounting, intro everything.
Mm.
And one of the programs that's out there that I really try and brag about is called Futurepreneurs. It's put on by RBC. And they lend up to $60,000 to businesses of young entrepreneurs between ages of 18 and 39. Mm-hmm. So I had just over the hill that 39, but I actually fibbed so I can get partake in some of the course programming.
Yeah.
And they have like Rock My Business Plan, Rock My Accounting, and anyway, so these are really cool programs. So I signed up and got on. I got on their subscription list. So when I returned from Austin, so I was in Austin as a delegate for Alberta Innovates, which is a huge, huge engine for entrepreneurship and technology in Alberta, and was invited to participate and take the conversation of Kid Drop to the U.S. to talk to investors, to talk to stakeholders, the chamber, and just more exposure. So on my return from there, I got one of these kind of generic emails from Futurepreneurs that says, hey, auditions are open for Dragon's Den. And I had obviously looked into the show before.
Okay.
And it never, you know, their auditions are closed. Like, there's only a sweet spot to apply.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So I happened to have received this, you know, just days coming back. And I was so nervous. I said to my business partner, like, you know, we've been getting everything we've been chasing. And like, I don't know if I can go on TV. That's a big one.
Yeah.
And he's like, what are you talking about? Like, this is like, let's do it right now. So it took us about 4 hours on a Saturday to put the application together.
Yeah.
We sent it off. We're like, okay, you know, like, you just got to try.
That's right.
And on Monday morning at 10 a.m., they said, we want you to come in for an audition.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you want to do it in person or virtually? And so we chose virtually, gave some time slots. They messaged me on Wednesday. So two days later, they said, your audition's tomorrow at noon. Tomorrow at noon.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, oh my gosh. So, you know, spent the next few hours prepping, did the audition. They were still doing in person till the beginning of April. And And when auditions closed, the following day they called and said, "We want you on the show."
Wow, yeah, that's exciting!
It was so fast, so cool.
So when you are doing this audition, and if you can't say because it's for a show, but just say can't talk about it.
Okay.
Is it like you're walking through the show? Are you asking for percentages? Like, is it a, or are you just, are they just trying to get like your personality?
Well, I am going there to speak to investors with a real proposition. Yeah, that's right. And So we are fundraising right now for expansion.
Yeah.
And been working on that pitch. But the producers were so, you know, interested in the position of like seeing the vehicle that they've asked us to drive one of our buses down to Toronto.
Oh my God, that's so cool. So cool.
Are they gonna help pay for that?
Yes.
Nice.
Nice.
I was gonna say, because it's gonna cost quite a bit of money to drive a bus from Alberta to Ontario and back. So
yes. Yeah.
Food for thought. You know what you should do?
Yeah, tell me.
You should like document that.
We're gonna
like,
TikTok it.
Yeah, and make like social media
some reels
posts
or something.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. We're gonna
That'd
do
be cool
little,
and like get off. That like hyped up. Very cool. So currently you are primarily in Fort McMurray, but you've alluded to you're talking to different chambers, you're talking, you're making having conversations outside of this community. So are you still in Fort McMurray or are you I know you're obviously looking to
Yeah, so we've made great great strides in Grand Prairie.
Okay.
So we expect to launch Grand Prairie in September this year.
Okay.
So yeah, we were supposed to be actually at a trade show just last week and then with the Dragon's Den and getting it prepared for everything, had to delay it until June. But no, we will be launching Grand Prairie, and I want to launch actually Edmonton West for September. So those are very real approaches, lots of conversations. In fact, not many people know, but most of the calls coming in now are not even from our region. So we've started wait lists in Edmonton and Calgary, and they're just waiting for us to show up.
Now, are you moving, because it's been like almost 2 years now since I chatted with you last about this. Are you doing a franchise model or are you opening them up and it's another branch of what's happening in Fort McMurray?
It will be a corporate store. Yeah. So it'll still belong to us. Okay. Yeah. The franchise model, I think I was really committed to that replicating process.
Yeah.
And I think that we have been able to work on that internally. The idea now is really to build the technology around the process, automate the dispatch, automate the routing, automate the communication, and then that now lives with us and can be licensed out to other
people. Very cool.
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen, good segue. Tanner just tapped his phone. That means he's ready for his segment, the Maxi Minute. But before we get to that, we're going to throw to an ad from Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen. But sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And we are back. Tanner, or thank you, Carrie. Tanner, hit her with the Max City Minute.
Alrighty. Question number one for you today. What has been the achievement you've had in the last year that you're most proud of?
I think, when I started this journey with Startup YMM, becoming a member and getting into their mentorship program, when I received the award for Emerging Entrepreneur by the Chamber of Commerce, that was a huge moment for me because I felt like I was actually had worked towards that title and then had it. It was super special for me.
Question number two. What was one moment that stands out for you most in your time driving the bus?
One moment was we were doing our very first Christmas lights tour over December. It was, we had booked a complete bus, so it was completely packed. And all the parents were there. We had met up in Gregoire, put all the kids in the bus. And just where the position of the fire extinguisher was, one kid kicked it and the fire extinguisher went off and all this happened. And I'm like, oh my God, everybody's like, get out, all of this. I'm like horrified, like mortified.
So was that kid.
But we didn't know what had happened really until after the tour. There was like a bit of a funky smell. We aired it out. Everybody laughed. We got back in, did the tour, finished it off. Checked the van over and we're like, oh my God, it was a fire extinguisher. So we knew never to put it there ever again.
That's hilarious.
Question number three. What do you think is the go-to animated movie?
The go-to animated movie? Mario Brothers.
Okay.
Solid answer.
Yep.
That's it. Mic drop.
There you go.
Question number four. What is one goal you hope to achieve by this time next year?
One goal that I want to achieve by this time next year. I want to move out of my apartment and give my kids their own room. So I really want them working towards that goal for them.
There you go. And your final question, what is your favorite part of having your business headquarters in Fort McMurray?
Fort McMurray is my home. This is where I live. This is where my children, this is what my children know. This community is why I have this opportunity today, and I'm forever grateful. This is home.
Those have been your five questions.
There we go. So, with the Dragon's Den, when you film that, because I love TV.
Yes.
So, When you film that, have they given you a timeline on when that actually comes out? And how, like, do you have to sign a piece of paper saying, like, I'm not going to talk about, like, what happened?
Yeah, so right now I'm in a really cool position because I'm able to talk about it until I record.
Right.
So we've moved the date to, we're recording May long weekend, so the 20th.
Okay.
And after that, I will not be able to probably share information from
that point.
So right now I'm able to talk about that I'm on the show, that I'll be on season 18. I don't know how I'll be featured, if it'll just be like a little cut in for a 10 second. I don't know.
Yeah, it's basically,
you don't have control over that until
you like film and they see how it goes.
Yes, exactly.
I think it's a good sign that they asked you to bring your bus, though.
That's right.
Like, I don't think they would ask you to bring your bus for just a 10 second shot.
That's right.
That's just me.
Yeah.
Well, it's cool that you say that because I did not know this, but one of my friends was previewed to a Day with the Dragons.
Yeah.
And so she mentioned that their studio was on the 10th floor of their building. So when I talked to the producer and I said, I'm sorry, how are we recording somewhere else? And they said, no, we have a ginormous elevator that moves, can move anything, including your shuttle, and we will put that in the elevator, and it will go up to the 10th floor for the recording.
That's worth the trip in itself to watch it. To watch a bus go up 10 stories.
That's right.
The bus has no business being 10 stories. That's amazing.
Yeah. Sometimes I wish there was a camera on Tanner because of his facial reactions. Like, your jaw just dropped when you heard that.
Yeah, because my four-year-old self is just like, giant crane picking up toy bus. Awesome.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
Yes.
Very cool. That's such a unique opportunity that, like, not many people ever are going to have.
Well, and that's, right now, I feel like I've already won.
That's right.
You
facts.
Know what I mean? Like, facts. Anything from here is just bonus. It's, you know, one step forward. And however it goes, I just hope that my genuine care and drive for this business and the offering that it presents to Canadians is reciprocated
by the Dragons. No, that's very cool. Yeah. And, like, it's great for publicity and marketing.
Great for
even if you don't get a deal, like, just being on there, like, there's some businesses that have gone on there and not got a deal and been more successful than some of the businesses that have.
So that's right. That's right.
It's a win all around.
Yeah, no doubt.
So too.
Well, listen, unfortunately for the guests at home, Tanner just tapped his watch. So that means we're out of time. But before we cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Thank you. So this shout out is for my kids. Kai, Mira, it's all for you. I love you.
There we go. For McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. We do appreciate both of your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.